Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So it's interesting. So we have a survey. I think it was about 1,800 people that was taken. I think it's the RAND Corporation. And they wanted to look at how people trust government agencies. Now, from May to October, more people trusted the Postal Service. More people trusted FEMA. When it came to CDC, less people trusted it. And it wasn't just along party lines. They also found that different demographics were less likely to trust the CDC than others. And as a physician, I find this very, very concerning. I don't care how you feel about Dr. Walensky or Governor, or not Governor, or Dr. Fauci, or many of the public officials that was in the previous administration or the current administration. I worry about there being a guidance or an agency that provides guidance that people are starting to look at like the boy who cried wolf. And so once I hear people say, well, I don't trust anything the government tells me, right, now we're in trouble because the government may actually be trying to tell us something that is important and people are going to be like, yeah, right, there's a wolf. Yeah, right. Yeah, look at what you did during COVID. So I really look at people's perception of public officials, of physicians, of, you know, these doctors that are at the helm like Fauci and Deborah Birx, because the reason why the administrations are using physicians is because they want to engage us. Remember I talked about the three E's. You have engage, education, and enlist. Whenever you try to communicate or market or in anything you do in life, you want to engage them. Okay, you want to engage, educate that person on, okay, this is why, you know, I'm going to be a good lover for you, or this is why, you know, I should, you know, be your employee. This is why you should hire me. And then you enlist them. So hire me. Right? So take me to bed. So, you know, you enlist them. So you do the three E's. So the government wants people to get vaccinated. So they have to engage them. How are they going to engage them? Well, they're going to put a doctor up there. The government knows that there's going to be people that will not listen from the right or the left to a political candidate. So then fine, let's get a doctor. People will listen to doctors. It looks more bipartisan. Then that doctor can educate them on, well, this is why we need to vaccinate. This is what we're dealing with COVID. So now enlist. Go and get your vaccine. So it's the three E's. The problem is Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the others that were involved were the scapegoat for policy. And whether they originally intended to make policy or not, they were supposed to be figureheads and convey medical information, and then administrations would take that policy or take their guidance or their opinion and turn around and make policy. Well, so people got mad. When there was the mask mandates, when people lost their companies and lost their businesses and couldn't work, lost their jobs, careers, relationships, they then turned around, blamed Fauci, blamed Dr. Birx, blamed these other entities. And doctors get blamed, you know, always the kind of the kill the messenger sort of thing. And so, you know, here we are where this was just COVID. Now, COVID was huge. But, I mean, we haven't even dealt with Ebola coming to this country or a real nasty flu or some other bioweapon that hits us. This was COVID. And we already have people exhausted and sick of hearing the CDC, sick of hearing CDC guidance. And so as a physician, I get nervous about that, because if I say, look, and I have, I told a patient yesterday, I'm like, well, the CDC is recommending. They're like, I am done with the CDC. I am done with COVID. No, I'm not going to isolate. Well, you know, we can't have this revolt or this revolution right now when we're trying to still deal with the pandemic. So as a physician, I get nervous. I get really nervous when people are looking at these entities that are supposed to be nonpartisan, are supposed to be just giving you medical facts. And they messed up. So how did they mess up? Well, they messed up by catering to the media, by catering to politicians. They messed up. And I'm not saying this is Fauci. I'm saying this is just the whole way the CDC approached it, by not just talking to you straight. And we discussed this, like with the masks. You know, they didn't want people hoarding masks. And so they said, guys, masks aren't necessary. They won't help. Okay, that was wrong. You already lost us. If masks did help, and you thought you were going to tell us that masks did help, why are you officially saying they don't? You should have just said, look, we don't have enough masks in the hospitals, so we don't want you guys running out and getting the masks. Our healthcare workers need to have PPE. We screwed up. We don't have those sorts of, you know, supplies in storage. We got caught with our pants down, not being ready for a respiratory pathogen. So don't go running out and buying them, because we need to save them for the hospitals. That would have been more honest. But that's not what happened. Now, I'm getting asked, do we believe the CDC on these quote-unquote 2,500 deaths that happened after the vaccine? Do we believe that not one of them are considered vaccine-related? Well, it's tricky, because the CDC needs to calm people down. They need to deal with the pandemic. They need to make sure we lessen, you know, the number of deaths that we're getting, because we're still seeing, what, 80, 90, 100 deaths a day from COVID. So they are going to say, guys, the vaccine is safe. But again, you're starting to have that distrust of the CDC saying not one of those 2,500 deaths reported was vaccine related, especially when you have reports on that OB-GYN that ended up going into ITP and is losing his platelets and, you know, et cetera. When you hear these other cases, you're like, well, wait a second, the CDC is saying none of them are. So again, CDC should just be honest and being true, saying, guys, look, we don't think none of them are related. We don't believe so. All right, we're still investigating, and if so, we are going to tell you, just like what happened with the European agency and the AstraZeneca vaccine. So, but we have got to get trust back for these public health agencies, or we're going to be in trouble. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. We are being told that Walgreens had decided to quietly, is the term, quote-unquote quietly, space doses apart of the Pfizer COVID vaccine for a longer than recommended period. When the Pfizer vaccine was supposed to be given 3 weeks after the first, Walgreens decided to wait 4 weeks. And federal guidelines call for the two-dose series to be administered at least 21 days apart, but Walgreens pushed the spacing to 4 weeks. Why? The logistics would have been easier. So, which is fine. The people are fine. In fact, I got my second Pfizer shot at the 4 week mark and not the 3 week mark because there wasn't any availability at the 3 week mark. So I got it when I could. So it's fine, but it is interesting that, you know, the company was able to kind of take that liberty. And second shots, according to the CDC, should be given as close to the recommended interval as possible. But if you have to, the interval can be pushed up to 6 weeks apart. So CDC spokeswoman Kate Gruish reportedly said the agency requested Walgreens to stop using the extended dosing interval. Now, the company's chief medical officer, Dr. Kevin Ban, said that Walgreens aligned the four-week dosing intervals with vaccines developed by Moderna that were also administered at the pharmacy chain, so it was easier. He said the easiest way to stand up the process based on our capabilities at the time. Now, some of the customers, however, were confused. So what had happened is it's easier to have everybody on the same schedule. Okay? I don't know if you've ever had a family of girls and all their periods, right, you know, are at different times, and you're like, well, I don't even know what to do. I don't know when we could plan a day at the beach. And then all of a sudden, everybody kind of gets on the same cycle. It's great. You know, because you'll always have somebody. I was like, no, I can't go to the beach. I have a period. Not that that mattered, but I just figured that just in case I had an issue, I didn't want a shark coming after me. So I'm like, I don't want to be in the water. Don't want to go there. I need to be, you know. So it's really kind of nice to have everybody on the same schedule. But you are going to have people that come late. See, it's not that you're going to get 100% compliance of everybody coming in on that day 28. You're going to have some people going, no, it's not going to work for me, but I could come the next weekend. So if you're already going to have people off cycle anyway, I don't know how much it helps in terms of, you know, you changing the interval. So Walgreens said, we have been automatically scheduling patients' second doses to occur a minimum of 28 days following the first dose to ensure that no dose is administered earlier than the authorized intervals and patients are able to complete the series vaccination. Now, that's Walgreens spokesman Jim Cohn. So my guess is if that was their reasoning, they were afraid that somebody was going to make a mess up. They were afraid that their staff would mess up and give the Moderna shot too soon. So to play it safe and get rid of human error, they go, you know what, just schedule it 28 days. Now, I could understand why they would do that. You know, having had a medical office for years, and some staff were just so on it, and others would make the simplest of mistakes. You had to basically, and I don't want to use this word inappropriately because I need something dummy-proofed for me, but you really had to have it fail-proofed. Or where if somebody isn't thinking, or if somebody has a brain fart, or if somebody is being lazy, a system is in place where nobody's going to get hurt. And since nobody's really going to get hurt, per se, waiting the week to get their next Pfizer, but there could be a potential for an issue for somebody to get a Moderna vaccine too early, they played it safe because they couldn't trust that their staff would be able to schedule differently for each vaccine. But you see, that does concern me. Why did they have to have that fail-safe in there? What's going on with staff? Now, Walgreens has administered over 8 million COVID vaccines. They are going to adjust their scheduler to allow people to arrange Pfizer's second dose appointments within a three-week time frame. Even Pfizer said it's supposed to be a two-dose schedule separated by 21 days. And Pfizer had said it was critical that health officials conduct surveillance efforts on any alternative schedules implemented and to ensure each recipient is afforded the maximum possible protection, which means immunization within two doses of the vaccine. And some people ask, why does it make a difference, the 28 days versus the 21 days? Well, here's the thing. You have this peak and trough. You have these, when the mRNA and the cells make the coronavirus spike proteins, and or the quote-unquote dummy decoy spike proteins, and the immune system has to learn them, that's a few-week process. Now, the immune system will need to still be charged. You know, it's going to still need to be engaged. And so when Pfizer did the study, they found that the interval that seemed to ideally keep that immune system strong, going, okay, guys, you see, you know, and relearning, and keep it going, was at that 3 week. Now, would 4 week matter? I had mine in 4 weeks. I'm fine with it. But it's ideal for the 3-week mark for Pfizer. For Moderna, 4 weeks. Meaning that recharge of that, you know, immune system, of relearning that and saying, all right, guys, you got this. This is what you have to fight. Just, it needs to be in a shorter time frame, but long enough for the first set of antibodies to be made, which takes a few weeks. So, you know, I get what Walgreens did, but again, the key to this, what I'm kind of want to highlight is we have entities out there that are afraid that their staff is going to make a mistake. And we speak about medical errors a lot on the show. Some people feel that medical errors is one of the highest causing, you know, pathological processes that happens in medicine. I don't think we have that many medical errors, but we do. We have people mess up. And I get nervous because then that means my industry is going to become more and more automated. You know, that's one of the reasons why we have electronic medical records. Doctor's handwriting stinks. My handwriting is horrible. I don't blame people for saying, look, I want medical records. I want to be able to access them, be able to have them sent across the country if I'm on vacation and the ER doc needs to see my records. I want them, you know, I don't trust humans to write things out correctly. At least the computer won't mess it up. Now, I don't know when we can start to trust computers. I still don't trust computers fully. I would still double check. But, you know, we kind of did this to ourselves. Same thing with, you know, billing and all that. So the more we start to have these fail safes for human error, the less humans are going to be sought out, used, and employed in the healthcare industry. And it's going to be one of the last industries to still have a robust human staff. And so I do get nervous. Same thing with blood pressure readings. I can't tell you how many nurses, and I would see in specialist offices, that say that my patient's blood pressure was 120 over 80. And like, really? Every patient I send over there, you're telling me it's 120 over 80? Yet when the patient comes into my office and their home readings are like 150, 160 over 110. And then we adjust the medicine and I'm like, really? You go to the specialist office and you're only 120 over 80, which means that some of the staff might not be able to hear the blood pressure. They might just play it safe. So again, to get human error out of the equation, automate the blood pressure cuffs. Have automated cuffs. So vitals are going to be automated. There's going to be, you know, so many things that are going to, you know, replace people. And I'm nervous about that because we have more and more people to employ, especially more and more people coming into this country. So, you know, double check everything. If you have a Pfizer shot, you got to get it 3 weeks apart. If you get the Moderna shot, it has to be 4 weeks apart. And don't worry about, you know, looking like you're a pain in the butt. You could ask, take a look and make sure the right amounts are given. I believe Pfizer's 0.3 and Moderna's 0.5. I have to double check because sometimes I mix those up. But there was a mix-up where somebody gave the wrong amount to the wrong person. So you almost need Pfizer administering staff and Moderna administering staff in case they mess it up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More witnesses will take the stand on Tuesday in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. He's a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. A scary situation after a shooting near a Maryland Army base.
Police are reporting a gunman is dead and two people are in critical condition after a shooting in Frederick, Maryland on Tuesday morning. The shooting was reported about 8:30 a.m. local time at the Riverside Tech Park. In a tweet, the U.S. Navy said it confirmed there was an active shooter incident at Fort Detrick, Maryland, involving U.S. Navy sailors. Police Chief Jason Lando could not confirm any relationship between the gunman and the victims or whether the gunman was a member of the military. The gunman was 38 years old and after the shooting headed for Fort Detrick about 10 minutes away, where he was shot and killed by military personnel. Maryland State Police and the ATF are assisting with the investigation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is setting the record straight following the passage of Senate Bill 7, which aims to enforce voter integrity.
So I want to repeat this. Nothing has changed for mail-in ballots, election day, or early voting. And anyone who says different is lying to you.
The bill would limit extended early voting hours, prohibit drive-through voting, and make it illegal for local election officials to send applications to vote by mail to voters. President Biden is moving up the clock on coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying every adult in the United States will be eligible to be vaccinated by April 19th. The original deadline was May 1st. Psaki saying the plan should help provide clarity for unvaccinated Americans. She noted that 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a physician on telemedicine and licensed in multiple states, not only are we seeing COVID rise, but anxiety cases. I'm getting anxiety, depression calls, lack of sleep. And, you know, at first, it's like, okay, well, COVID is scary. People are scared. I think there was a headline that 40,000 children have lost a parent due to this COVID pandemic. That is just, it's mind-blowing. It's so tragic. We did get some good news today. Apparently, the Moderna vaccine offers 6 months immunity. So that's some good news. We'll talk about that as well. But it's been very, very negative, very scary. When you're told you can't work, when you're told you could get in trouble, right, with the government, if you're not wearing a mask, or if you're not, you know, if you are working or you're seeing more than 25% volume, and you know, it's very, very unsettling. But one thing that I think contributed to the rise in anxiety, although it's always kind of been there, but we've really seen it more, is so much of our outside life that doesn't have to do with work or politics is getting political. So for me, my escape was watching football, watching sports, or watching a movie, or going online, you know, being on Facebook and joking around with people and posting memes. And over the last couple years, we don't have that outlet. Whether it's the kneeling with the Star Spangled Banner, started by Colin Kaepernick in football, whether it's what's going on with the MLB in Georgia, whether what's going on with Coca-Cola, even commercials, even food commercials are now trying to, you know, show that they're on a political side or they're for a cause, which is nice, and everybody has a right to do that. But for those of us that want to escape and just want to watch football or just want to watch a movie or just want to go on Facebook, we're not able to escape politics. And it's not just one political side or the other. I'm hearing from all sides. They're like, they don't want to use social media. They don't want to go on the computer. They don't want to watch sports because they don't want the politics. Even if they agree with what they're seeing, they don't want the negativity. And so there's not a lot out there that we could escape. So what I got for the family an Oculus for Christmas Hanukkah this year. And Oculus is cool because you put on the visor, and it puts you in this virtual reality. And I play a game, Beat Saber, you know, where you sit there and you, like, you to the beat, you kind of hit these lights, and then you can compete with other people. And I like that because there's no politics. There's just no politics. Now, you could play with other people, and they might have a name, you know, and some people use names. And, in fact, I got told off by one of them. A bunch of us made first, second, and third place. And so the guy that won fourth place was making an arm gesture that was kind of a little, and you really can't see fingers, but he could put his hand towards a body part and make a movement to kind of make us realize that he's telling us off. And so, yeah, that was negative. But I got to tell you, that was probably the only negative thing that happened. I do need to get that person back. If that person does come on when I'm playing Oculus, I need to. Nobody knows. People probably think I'm 12 or maybe they think I'm 40. I don't know. But, you know, they can't tell because your avatar just looks, you know, like a little kid or just, you know, a little avatar. But it's a great game, and I know there's older people there because you could hear, you know, like somebody was named Starsky. Okay, Starsky and Hutch, you know that had to have been an Xer or a boomer, you know, or Magnum or, yeah. So there's you know, there's boomers and Gen Xers on there. But what I like about Oculus is, again, political free. With the exception of somebody mad that I beat them in Beat Saber, it's politics free. So here I am as a physician, and people are saying, I'm anxious. I'm like, well, you have to find an outlet. You know, when you start to get anxious and when you start to get nervous, put some music on and dance. Right? Watch a funny movie. But the problem is music also. Music is political. Music, you know, I want to just listen to a song, listen to a beat, and dance. And I try not to listen to the words of some songs. Even if I agree with the words. You know, like, I like trees. So somebody says, save the trees. You know, and be nice to animals. I love animals. I love trees. Do I really want to hear a song about it? Just let me dance. Okay? Let me watch a movie and giggle. Now, why does there have to be, you know, Will and Grace. Will and Grace was one of my favorite TV shows. But what happened is the second time they came back on, they kept throwing politics in there. Now, some of the skits were funny. Like, there was one at the White House and Secret Service, and they were making some jokes. There were some dirty jokes or whatever. But it was just attack after attack, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm watching this to have fun, to, you know, watch you guys, and it's one of my favorite shows. And it's we're not getting that any. And I don't know, is it that Hollywood is talking and saying, look, okay, we have to check the boxes. Coming to America, too. I was really excited about Coming to America, too. It was good. I mean, it wasn't as good as the first one, and I'm not surprised at the reviews. But again, they had to bring up politics. And they had to bring up, you know, women not being able to have jobs, you know, like men can. And yeah, that's an important topic, but many of us women who had to fight really hard to be where we are, we don't want to watch a movie about that. We want to relax and watch a movie and have fun. We want an escape. And so I don't know where music and Hollywood and sports and all these entities and industries started having meetings going, look guys, when we do this, we need to check the box. Is it because they're afraid that they're going to be canceled? Are they afraid they're going to be attacked? Are they afraid they're going to be boycotted? So, look, we're going to check the box, check all the boxes, and we're doing everything right, and everybody's happy with us, so we could still continue to be. Because I honestly thought the boxes used to be, let's not be political. Hey, we're not going to, you know, favor one versus the other. We're not going to discriminate against one versus the other. We're not going to isolate anybody in the audience. We want to encompass the whole audience, so we're going to make it politically neutral, religious neutral. We will try to be as neutral as possible because our job is to play football, is to play basketball, is to play baseball. And so when I hear from people, I don't watch sports because it's too political, I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? But I get it. If they can't even listen to their national anthem without seeing the politics or dealing with that, or, you know, I see why people are stressed. And so if you've been traumatized, anybody that suffers from PTSD, you know, from military, from police work, from being raped, from being attacked, whenever you are traumatized by something, even though we want you to still be able to live in the environment and deal with it so you don't have to hide, we do try to avoid triggers. Well, people who are traumatized by politics, by the election, by everything going on, if their escapes trigger, there's just no escape. And so I'm seeing anxiety spike, I'm seeing lack of sleep spike, I'm seeing anger spike. And so if you can't go to sports and you can't go to Hollywood, you know, watch a movie, and you can't, you know, without things being, you know, it's in everything right now. Now, some people say, well, yeah, Trump is going to have a new social media platform. I don't want to go on that also if it's politics. I don't want politics. I just want to go where I can see some funny memes, and it looks like it just doesn't happen now. Now we have to, we are forced to deal with politics. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the World Health Organization is also not backing the use of coronavirus vaccine passports for travel. This has been something that has been very anxiety-producing for lots of people who want to travel, because if they have a family member who didn't get vaccinated, or if they end up not getting a booster or losing their card or having to be in a government system, there's just many people, even if they are pro-vaccine, are not very excited about there being this plan. And the World Health Organization is saying no, they are not supporting it as of now. So World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris said the World Health Agency does not back the use of these passports, proof that one has been vaccinated against COVID-19, because it is not yet known if those who have been vaccinated against the virus can still transmit it, which is what I've been saying this whole time. She cited equity concerns as another reason the World Health Organization does not endorse the use of them at this time. They say we, as World Health Organization, are saying at this stage we would not like to see the vaccination passport as a requirement for entry or exit because we are not certain at this stage that the vaccine prevents transmission. There are all those other questions apart from the question of discrimination against the people who are not able to have the vaccine for one reason or another. So the U.S., Biden had punted it, said we're not going to force it. We'll leave that up to the airlines. The airlines were definitely flirting with the idea because they wanted to get their travel back. They wanted people back up in the air, and they wanted to convince people it was safe to travel. So they were going to, but I don't know if they're going to move forward with that. And, you know, maybe it's because they listened to everybody that was grumpy about it. You know, and if so, you know, good job for making your concerns heard. You know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. But I think, you know, people think they're being progressive and they're being proactive. And, you know, vaccines is something that, you know, one political side is pushing. And, you know, but then it could hurt those within that same political party that might not have access to the vaccines. And once you start to discriminate, you know, people feel that it's going to, let me just talk a little bit about, you know, what's been happening with discrimination. I thought that we were going for a world where, and at least in this country, where race does not matter. Right? You will get to go to school, you will get a job, you will have access to everything equally, no matter what your race is. That's what we were, scholarships, you know, access to colleges. We are not going to look at your race because there has been so much discrimination for years. However, there's been some changes where there's been many rules saying, not if you're white. If you're white, nope, you're not going to get this government funding. Can't apply for the scholarship. Women, if you're a woman, you can join the gym for free. If you're a man, you can't. And so, you know, there's been this assumed pass to discriminate against one group or another if it looks like you're benefiting an underrepresented side. But then what we saw with the gym membership saying women join free, men don't, well, now you're discriminated against men, African-American men, Hispanic men, white men. You know, you think you're being progressive, but now you're basically telling a group that they have to pay when another group doesn't. Same thing with the vaccines. You know, we're going to, you know, we want to, you know, show that we're in this for the fight. Vaccinate. We want to, you know, we want to promote vaccine. We want to, you know, show that we're being progressive and we're on the vaccine fight. But when you say we're not going to allow you to enter our plane if you didn't get the vaccine, you just affected those people who maybe lived in an area where it's such a metropolis that they don't have enough vaccine yet to vaccinate. So you're forcing people to be sidelined. And they might fall under a certain demographic. So the more you start to, you know, isolate and choose one entity versus another, then the more discriminatory you could be. You know, we're hearing rumors that there's classrooms where you could choose your race. You could choose to be in a classroom that's only black. And I thought we didn't want segregation. I thought we didn't want to have classrooms where we separated blacks from whites and Asians and Hispanics. And I thought we didn't want to do that. And we're starting to go back to that. And then what does somebody do who's mixed race? You know, we have this growing now population of mixed race individuals that feel they're discriminated on one side versus the other and feel they have to hide one side. Now, I spoke to students who said, look, you know, I'm part white, I'm part Hispanic. I'm going to put Hispanic on my paperwork so I can hopefully get in. I thought race is not supposed to matter. So you have people trying to hide part of their race. We want a country where nobody has to feel like they have to hide. So, you know, vaccine passports, I see why it was suggested. And luckily people say, you know, that could be a huge problem and you could discriminate against others. Hopefully it, you know, won't be here to stay. And I, you know, do foresee us dealing with waves of coronavirus for a while, especially with the variants. And flu, if flu comes back, flu unfortunately kills more than, you know, has killed more than any other disease we've seen if you look cumulatively the year after year. So remember, whatever decision you guys are advocating for now with COVID, keep in mind, next year or the year after, it might also extend to flu. So for those of you that aren't hip on the flu shot, you know, if we're going to pass all these laws about COVID, then expect it to happen with the flu. I can't tell you how many people refuse to get the flu shot. They don't trust the flu shot. They've known somebody to have a reaction. I get the flu shot. I trust it. But there are people out there that do not want to get the flu shot. Yet they're like, everybody get vaccinated for COVID. Get vaccinated for COVID. Okay, well then, you know, then what are you going to do when they now mandate the flu shot? So, you know, we should be very cognizant of whatever rules we make now will then be used as precedents for rules for other things. Now me, I'm on the side where I'm pro-vaccine. I'm humbled and afraid of some of the side effects, and I think we need to be very cautious and study who is getting some of these side effects and what could be causing it. But for the most part, I believe the flu shot saves lives. I believe the COVID vaccine will save lives. So I'm for it. Am I for there being mandates? Am I for it being forced where you can't work and support your family without one? No, I don't support that at all. Do I support you not being able to travel or enter a school without it? No. I think we should still be able to have some say on what gets injected into our body. That's just me. So, you know, it's going to be very tumultuous and very rapidly evolving what the future is going to be in terms of our approach to vaccines, in terms of our approach to public health, because you have many liberties that for years we've been able to protect and not discriminate against the people, and now we're having discrimination left and right with people who won't wear a mask, you know, for people who might be standing too close to you. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.